Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
All the gifts of the goddess. isn't that good to the last drum beat? Welcome to the Celestial Show. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and we started off the night with Gifts of the Goddess by Karen Drucker. That's Drucker with a D. You can find her powerful music at Karen Drucker, DRUCKER.com. I'm so excited to be with you all tonight. I can feel your energy through the airwaves. I already have people lined up for calling for their readings. I'm really happy to hear that. I want to lay some foundation and make sure I get to you, Steve, in California. I see you there. And all these numbers I don't even recognize. Welcome. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Now, I know we're playing with the Hierophant tonight. The Hierophant is usually uptight, but not when I'm finished with them. Oh, that was terrible. Let me stop. My listeners in the archives, you know what? I usually save you for last, but I always have to give you a shout-out because you make this show work in your own time. That's power, absolute power. But look, if you want to get a reading, you got to call me live, 347-426-3346. I have everybody that I need around me, my producer, life coach today who rocks, my cat is on my lap, and she's going to have to move when it's time for me to pull cards, hint, hint, Cleo. So if you hear a meow, that's my familiar, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, a cat, well, a human disguised as a cat, really. She keeps me together. And, family's on the line. Well, we're all family, aren't we? We're all connected. We're all united. But I mean my biological baby sis. Hey, baby sis, welcome home. That would be Lori in North Carolina, sending in her love and her energy. And she's right on time because we've got a full moon in Pisces coming up tomorrow. So, sis, everything I say, you pay close attention to. You wanna, that's a love bug. I love you, Pisceans. You are some powerful, loving beings. Oh, life coach today, you know you're my best friend. People, let me tell you about my best friend. So what have I been up to that I'm singing, talking about my cat, my baby sister, and my producer? You got it. I have been really soaking in this energy. I have had a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and I think that's really normal with the seasons changing. That's what happens to me as an empath, and I know that the people who listen to me, also powerful psychic empathic beings walking the world. I have a gift with numerology. I have a gift with tarot, and literally my gifts started to grow as I started to heal myself and just learn to accept that this is how I show up. I'm going to sing Harry Nilsson. If you guys didn't know, that was the guy who wrote that song. Love him. I've been studying him all week. I've also been feeding myself a lot of music, a lot of music that I grew up with, but I didn't know who sang it. So my artist musician who's been moving me is Harry Nilsson. And you're like, Celeste, who is Harry Nilsson? Everything you listen to is in the 70s. This is true, but I bet you know him. I'm not going to sing his song. But you know that song, you know, Can't Live If Living Is Without You? Yeah, it's at the very beginning of the Bridget Jones movie. Yeah, that's him. And he also did One. One is the Loneliest Number, which was redone by Three Dog Night, and an amazing movie that I want to bring to your attention that's on YouTube, because we are going in on number 5 tonight in the Hierophant. There is this amazing movie called The Point. You know, what I really love about being a 70s baby, and I don't have any shame about it, that was during the time that, you know, we had shows about It's Okay to Be Who You Are, you know, Free to Be Me, you know, and The Point is this great story about this town full of points. Like, everybody's born with a point head, but there's this one little kid that's born with a round head, and it goes through his journey of being ostracized, being told that he was different. Does this sound familiar to anybody? I don't mean the movie. I mean the experience. My favorite Christmas song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know. I connected with Rudolph, so it's kind of like in that vein. But treat yourself to that. Treat yourself to some amazing psychedelic music and animation, and you can feed yourself affirmative messages through numbers, through cartoons, through movies, through medicine cards, whatever is lifting you up. That is really the path that we're taking about honoring our own sacred path. So if you're used to being called weird or strange or wave your freak flag, go ahead and do it proudly, because you have gone through so much to get to where you are right now. And if nobody has told you that I'm proud of you, I am. And I'm proud of me too. So we're joining here with this energy of what I've been feeding myself. I'm looking forward to pulling cards for you. I just want to give you a little bit of rundown about what we're going to talk about tonight. But before I do that, I also want to let you know about these other beautiful hosts on Life Conversations Radio real quick, because Sunday night, it doesn't just start with me. Though I guess it does start with me, doesn't it? Sure it does. Sunday nights at 8 p.m., Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Call in number 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Okay. Now, tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, which starts at 12 o'clock, he is going in with John Stringer, the lead singer of State of Man. He's intuitive. He's a businessman. He has a big heart. He's going to be singing a song for us, too, live on the air. Looking forward to it. Love, the art of cultivating freedom. You don't want to miss that at 12 p.m. tomorrow. And then on Tuesdays, you can find Life Coach Today at his other home on 12radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness at 10 a.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have the beautiful, dynamic, feisty Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson talking to us about living in the yes. And then Thursday, if you have not played by Thursday, then you come on down and you join Ambassador Safira for the play experience, passionately loving and appreciating you every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. This is my radio family. I'm so proud to be a part of it. And you can find out more about all these shows on LifeConversationsMedia.com. Yay! And I also want to give a big shout-out to Life Coach Today, because he is the one screening the calls for me and helping me with the technical pieces of the show, because I do not pretend to be able to multitask. I have spiritual ADHD. Yes, I said that. I do. I'm all over the place. I'm like, why? Do you want me to push this button? Help me, Life Coach Today, which he does. And technically, he's my boss. I paused because I'm intuitive and I knew he'd have something to say. Hey, Life Coach Today.
Hello. Just stopping by to say hi. Goodbye.
Oh, bye. That's my buddy. Loving him. Oh, and I didn't say, hey, what's up with you beautiful people in the chat room. Hey, Aloha Jay and Glenda Springer, my water sister and guest. You guys are all welcome to join me as well. 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. Okay, I see you, Glenda. I'll make sure I get the stuff on top to you before she goes to teach a class. My listeners are very smart and phenomenal and have powerful gifts in their own right. So, yes, let's get down to it. What are we talking about? It's the number 5. I love the number 5. I've loved the number 5 all my life because I like to count by 5s. I don't know why. I mean, 2, 4, 6, 8 is just as cute, but there's just something about 5 that always lights me up. I can also blame it on my mother now, because my mom, one of my mother's birth cards is the High Priest, the Hierophant. And so I've been raised by a Hierophant, Now, what is that? It's a high priest in Greek. It's the number running today, and we are reminded in the Holy Text, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. So with the full moon in Pisces soon approaching, this is an excellent time to consider which patterns work for you or against you in honoring your sacred path. It's time to release what is not serving you and welcome what feeds you and makes you come alive. And if you're not sure about what that is, then I've got my tarot cards real close. I use the Mother Peace tarot cards because I like tarot cards that feature women in prominent roles and also people of color. I got to see myself. I got to see my reflection so that I can be the strongest oracle that I can be. That's not dissing on anybody else's cards, but I'm going to tell you something that I thought about today. First time thought. I don't think I'd be reading tarot cards if it weren't for Mother Peace. I really don't. I saw those round cards with all those beautiful pictures and the wands suit, which is fire and passion, features women of Africa. And I was like, whoa, what's that? And then I learned that Alice Walker actually used these cards to read everybody on the set of the movie The Color Purple. And, well, if Alice Walker was doing it, surely it wasn't anything evil. That's what I thought. So in 1991, I bought my first deck of cards, and I have not been the same. That's my quick tarot story for you. Now I'm going to give you a little bit about five, and then we're going to go to our first caller. So five is the energy of the day. And if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, then this is your lesson number for the whole year. Now, number five, when it comes up for numerologists, we get a little like, oh, wow, there's going to be big changes and challenges and freedom. And when we say all those things together, people are like, oh, I don't like changes. I don't want challenges. I'm like, yeah, all right. But how are we going to grow? You know, you got to have the light with the dark. Five gives us that. Five is ruled by the planet of communication, Mercury. You know Mercury. Because we all trip when it retrogrades. Well, we're not supposed to, but we'll save that for another show when that time's about to come. Now, five has some fun ways of revealing itself. I adore a goddess by the name of Oshun. It is her sacred number. I say Oshun, you say Venus or Aphrodite. They're all one and the same for me. That powerful love, intimacy, beauty, wealth, and diplomacy energy showing up all over the world. Because everybody likes to be represented. Absolutely. But Venus, Aphrodite, Oshun are the same for me. Now, five is also the Hierophant of Tarot. And as the High Priest, this card speaks of maintaining the status quo, is what we generally say. In the Rider-Waite deck, it shows up, it's the Pope. It's the representative between heaven and earth. Now, in other tarot cards, we have taken more license with the Hierophant, which I personally enjoy. And if you go over to the Celestial Show fan like page, or better yet, the event page, you'll see different ways. I called it the Faces of Five. And you can see all the different ways that people represent the Hierophant, which I thought was absolutely gorgeous. Now, the Hierophant is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus, which I am. I'm a Taurian. And the Taurus sign is ruled by Venus, i.e. Oshun. So yes, it's true. Taurians are stubborn. We're stubborn about beauty and love. Okay, just let me roll with that. No more jokes. Okay, now the fifth chakra. All right, when you touch your throat when I say that. The fifth chakra is your throat chakra, and it helps you with your self-expression. So you get to use your voice to speak honey words of love for divine healing for yourself and others. And the bear loves honey, which is a good thing, too, because the bear is also the number five in the medicine cards. And the bear is west on the medicine well, and it is the place of our dreams. It's the womb of our inner mysteries, and access is granted through the tool of introspection And then finally, before I go to my caller, 5 may be a challenge, but 5 is also full of love and courage, just like you. You get to embrace the magic when you no longer fear change. So, family, all is well. Whew, okay, you got your 5. We're going to go in here and talk to our dear friend Steve. Yeah, here he is. Okay, Steve.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Well, I understand you are not a – this is not – wait a minute. I'm trying to understand this. Is this your first time calling, Steve?
No, my second.
Yay. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Yay, yay, yay. So how has life been since we last spoke?
Well, I've had my ups and downs, but I feel like things are on the upswing.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how may I be of service to you tonight?
May I get a general reading?
Sure. General readings are fun. Let's see what the cards have to say to you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think my cat must have known it was time because she just jumped off my lap. Thanks, Cleo.
She knew.
She knew. All right, I'm shuffling these beautiful Mother Tarot cards, Steve. I just want you to take a deep breath. Know that this message is for you and a divine gift and for everybody who's listening. We all reap the benefit when we are checking out other people's readings. We forget that sometimes. You know, like, if it's not for me, I'm not paying attention. Pay attention. I tell Steve, might hook you up. All right, let's see here. I'm doing a 3-card draw. Steve, I see you're up and down very clearly. I see the 2 of Wands. It's reversed. I see the Chariot card to the left, and then I've got the 8 of Wands way to the right. So let me give you your quick tarot story. 2 of Wands is one of the most beautiful cards on my deck. I mean, all of them are beautiful, but it really touches me. And Steve, you are getting a message right now about using your fire and your passion by paying attention to ancestral messages. Okay? And what I mean is there are guides and people on the other side who really want you to pay attention to their signs. Make sure you pay attention to synchronicities. Don't blow it off, because what I see is a very young woman making fire with a stick, and on the other side is a thought bubble, and she has an ancestor on the other side who's helping her. I'm asking you, what I want to say, what wants to come out of my mouth right now is I want you to clap for Tinkerbell, which means I want you to remember the magic in your life and not just stay in your head. Make sure you focus with your heart, particularly as you step into a full moon in Pisces. You know, there may be some energy around not feeling like you're flowing, feeling like you're being rigid. And when this card shows up, this 2 of Wands, it means you have a lot more support than you're holding on to. It's like almost like you've got, you know, you're dropping dollar bills because you don't realize that you are getting divine messages, that you do have the strength to move through whatever it is you want to ignite in your life in terms of your passion, in terms of your work and your creativity. When it's reversed like this, I feel like it's stalled. But there is something that really wants you to get on your chariot, which is 7, Chariot card that shows up for you. It's to the left. Now, anything to the left in the Mother Peace Tarot card means you need to put some energy into it, okay?
Okay.
The Chariot is about how you walk the world. The Chariot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. The sign of Cancer is the mother sign of astrology. Okay, you've got a lot of love around you. And here's another thing about this card. It has the goddess Nut over an Amazonian woman's head, which means, again, another message that that you are being watched over and protected while you're moving through this phase in your life. And then we jump to the very happy Ace of Wands. It's a baby coming out of a robin nest blue egg, bursting with fire and energy. You have something within you to give birth to. And what I am sensing is there is something that is making you doubt. It's time to let that go. So I believe in switching cards. And what I mean by that is I'm going to take your Two of Wands right now and energetically say Steve is going to pay attention to all of the synchronistic messages that he's getting. He has a divine gift. Steve is going to feel the victory of Chariot 7 to give birth to his biggest dream and his desire in his life. It's a lot of fire. It's a lot of creativity. And I'm sensing not just work, how you're showing up, even romantically. I'm going to stop there and ask you if this is making sense to you. Is there anything else that you need clarification on?
No, but for the full moon, I want to do something to work with the energies because I know it's a powerful day. And I'm just wondering what, for me, do you think I should be doing or releasing or healing?
I'm going to give you the same advice that I have been given.
Okay.
You're in California, right?
Right.
Do I have that right? Are you by water at all?
I can get to it.
I would say spend some time with water, sweetie. And if you can't get to it, I want you to, the Pisces are very, very sensitive people, okay? The energy of Pisces reminds us to take care of ourselves and to nurture ourselves. So if you can't get near water, I would
advise you.
Great, because for those of you who are like, Celeste, I live near water, take a hot bath, light some candles, write letters to yourself of things that you want to let go of.
Okay.
Release it underneath the full moon, Steve. That would be my recommendation, my brother.
Thank you.
I love this. It's my pleasure. And call me back and let me know how else it goes, okay?
I will.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, that was Steve. He's got a powerful journey that he's about to go on. And, oh, my goodness, today I want to take one more before we go on break because Ayana, Priestess Ayana, yes, definitely, am coming to you, sister.
Thank you.
I'm so honored to have you in the house, you beautiful water baby, you.
Thank you. Kiss my eyes.
Oshun. You know what? You called on the right day. It's a 5-day. It's an Oshun day. And I'm going to go to these cards with the question in mind, what Oshun has for you.
Thank you.
All right. And for those of us who aren't familiar with Oshun, Ayana, you tell them the story while I'm shuffling real quick about who Oshun is.
Oh, my understanding of Oshun is she's the goddess of the rivers and goddess of gold and beauty and love and abundance and wealth. And she loves yellow. She loves she loves the mirrors. And she loves honey. She has the honey pot between her legs. She's the honey pot. Yeah, and cinnamon. So and she celebrates her with the gourds and with pumpkin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, thank you. See, I can do that to her because I know she know. Thank you so much. So we're going to Mother Goddess Oshun on her powerful day to see what she has to say to her daughter. Am I saying the name right, Ayana?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Got it. What Oshun is saying to you right now, this is so funny because this is so an Oshun reading. You got the Three of Swords, you got the Five of Cups, you got the Four of Discs. The energy of Oshun is reminding you in this moment to not get caught up in soap opera antics. The Three of Swords. Swords is always mental. It's air. Stay more in your heart than getting into verbal mental battles with people. Okay? That's a warning card. It's a warning.
Thank you.
I don't know if there's any competition moving around you, but you need to make sure that you stay in tune with your own power not to get distracted.
Okay.
Then, so that's Air Swords, and then she comes in with a very special Five of Cups for you. Now, the Five in a major arcana cards are generally thought of as conflict, okay? You have five starfish. You've got four cups. One of the cups, the pearls are coming out. No, two, the pearls are coming out of the cups. This is a reminder to you that even in the hard times, starfish are regenerative. No matter what happens to them, always grow their body part back. So this is about capturing the energy of your emotions and not getting lost into, I'm seeing battle right now. But you may lose some pearls, but you won't lose the essence of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She's also warning in the Four of this to be aware of your boundaries of who you let in and who you let out. It's Four of this, and it's to the left, which means that you are not guarding your space and your boundaries well enough to avoid the Three of Swords and the disappointment of the Five of Cups. So,
okay.
So when you move in tomorrow with that full moon, you make sure that you are balanced and centered within yourself. And the topic of the show is about honoring your own sacred path. If there's anybody trying to take you off of that, they're going to go bye-bye.
Okay.
As you get strong within yourself. So no soap opera stuff going on. You may lose a couple of pearls, but you're going to be just fine with that Five of Cups. It really means a little bit of grief and disappointment in your emotional state. The Four of this is about your earth. It's about your ground and how you're standing. It's to the left. So there's a woman who has a door. There's a fire behind her, and she has a door that she gets to decide who she's going to let in and who she's going to let out. Now, does anything I'm saying, does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yep. That's exactly what I was saying yesterday. Like, nobody's coming in and nobody's going out. Stop it.
How powerful is that?
Yeah,
well, there's your confirmation, sister.
Yeah. I've got to be careful who's coming in and who's coming out. Yep, exactly.
All right. Thank you. You know, it's my pleasure, and I am looking forward to seeing what you're going to do for the rest of the year and how you're going to continue to bless us, Priestess Ayana. I'm very honored.
Thank you. Blessings to you, sweetheart.
All right. Merry meet.
Bye.
Oh, wow. I need some water after that. Yes. Life Coach Today, I know these phones are busy. I'm going to try to get to each and every one of you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad, and we will be right back after these brief messages.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the Playground of Life, the Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm going to go to a caller right away. I know she has a time constraint. So, Miss Glenda, it's your turn. Come on down. All right, Glenda, because I know of your time constraints, and I know that you just wanted a general reading. Glenda, can you hear me? Yeah, it sounded real silent. Okay, let me try this one. Just make sure I get my sister in here. Hello? Hey, Glenda, can you hear me?
Oh, there she is.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you because I know where you have to be at 8:45. I took the liberty to shuffle.
Thank
pray
you.
Your name and pull your cards. You
okay,
are
I'm ready.
For a treat, Six of Swords, you got the High Priestess, and you have the Two of Discs. Here's your tarot story.
Okay.
That Six of Swords, which Swords is air, is thinking, think chest. You have six women flying above a grove of trees. They're joined by roses and knives. This is a reminder to you, because it's almost reversed, to go to a higher level to view whatever you're dealing with right now.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Fly like an eagle and realize that you have a community of sisters and brothers who are willing to support you and fly with you. Six is always about expansiveness. It's ruled. The number six is ruled by Venus. Okay. Because there's some hesitation about you wanting to, I'm telling you, move on up to the east side. I am not trusting Jefferson's the deluxe apartment in the sky. It's coming out. Can't let it. Can't help it. And then we got the two High Priestess. Woo! She's to the right, and that means, you know, the High Priestess is another way of saying Holy Spirit. She's our intuition. It's what's rocking and rolling with you right now. And since that's a major arcana guard, you get to look forward to that. It's like a kiss from the divine, okay? A kiss mm-hmm. from goddess. So when you go up higher, you're able to tap in more naturally to your own high priestess gifts, and then you're able to multitask with the two of this, which okay. is reversed right now. So here's the key. Seek a higher vantage point. Blend your heart and your mind. Know that the high priestess lives within you and has just given you a blessing tonight, and she's pushing okay. hard to let you know that you can multitask. You can handle what's showing up in your life is all these balls that you have to do in the air. This woman is breastfeeding twin babies, and there's a snake with two heads, which means that snake is shedding its skin. So my Cancerian sister, since I know that about you personally, with this full moon in Pisces, with your water elemental energy, you are really getting a gift in this moment that you can do it through your mind. Remembering okay. that you are a high priestess and that, yes, you have all the milk in the world projects. You just got to get okay. balance with your perception. Okay, does that
okay.
make sense to you?
It does a lot of sense.
Oof. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Glenda. Thank you for being with me tonight. Now, Cafe Diem, seize the day and teach your class tonight.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Yay. I love it when folks come home. I do want to give you a little bit about the full moon, and then I'll come right to you, Jay. I love it. Return callers call is so amazing because you get to find out what's moving in our life and how things been. Okay, so you got a full moon tomorrow, family. It's a super moon. And it's a harvest moon, and it's bringing the deep and feminine waters of Pisces to cleanse our emotional realms. There is potential for deep healing. And I got this from mysticmama.com, one of my favorite places to go besides Power Peak with Mark Husson. But, mysticmama.com, the other thing to know that this is an energy that folks are calling waterworks full moon because the moon in any of the water signs is already very emotional, sensitive, and receptive. But they would argue that Pisces is the most sensitive of all the signs. So with this, we have a heightened sense of sensitivity. Take care of yourself, okay? Because it could bring up a point of bliss or to the point of pain and suffering. But remember, tears are good. They're cleansing. So if this full moon brings up deep psychic stuff around childhood, the past, and or the shadow, make sure you are talking to people that you trust. Could be a life coach, could be a minister, could be a psychic that you trust who's connected and, you know, they're honorable. But the big thing I want to tell you about the full moon in Pisces is that because it's so sensitive and because there's so much out there and so much within us that we repress, it is really a perfect time to release all of that because it will wreak havoc in your life if you don't express what you're moving through consciously. Okay, so there's a tip for the full moon in Pisces under this harvest moon. It's a song, Neil Young. Yes. Listen to that song, too. It's beautiful. All right, now we're going to go over to Jay in Canada. See how he's doing. Welcome back,
hey,
Jay. How are you doing?
Celeste. Good. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. I'm on fire. So I understand you would like a reading for a particular issue. I'm going to get the shuffling. You want to tell me what your question is?
It's an interesting one. I usually don't have one for, like, you know, love or, you know, money and things like that or job. But this is an interesting question, actually. I've been approached by a number of people who have I taught drum making to, and their interest is actually in a particular drum. It's actually a kangaroo
mm-hmm.
drum. And kangaroo drum is about moving forward, not moving back. And one particular person really wants this drum. And the other people want a drum too, but the hide has to be exported properly, let's say, from Australia. And mm-hmm. and I feel that these people are not ready for the drum. And because I haven't even got, you know, how much it's going to cost, because I actually have to, you know, cut it out and all that other good stuff. But it's a very special drum, and it's far away from home. And I just feel that these people who want these drums haven't done the work yet. So I continue to do the work. Yeah.
So let me get this right. So are you trying to figure out the best way to support them, or a yes, no, get them the drum?
Well, it's more like, okay, kind of support them. Secondly is, you know, are they ready for it? And I just feel one person has already ordered a hide, which is no problem, that they're going to go ahead with it. But problem is that it might be confiscated at the Australian border because it's not even recognized, doesn't have enough papers for it. So, and then unfortunately I can't do anything about it because I can't get involved in this lesson. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. I hear you. And the cards that came up for you is the Star 17, which is the mm-hmm. card of hope and optimism in the future. It's to the left, which means there's not a lot of energy optimism, which I'm sensing from what you're talking about anyway about this. There's the Sun card, which I think is interesting because we're talking about Australia. And you said a kangaroo. There's a zebra in this card. Okay. And then you have the Sun card, which generally is not bad on any level when it shows up, whether it's left, right, reversed, upright. But because it's reversed, I'm seeing that perhaps everything that people are asking for isn't necessarily what needs to be given because the sun shines on all of us. So when it shows up reverse, it sends a really, really strong message, a message for you to connect with the energy of the sun and remember that though the sun shines on everyone, there you can have rain on one side of the street and sunlight on the other. I've seen it happen myself. So I'm sensing kind of like a confirmation of your initial thoughts, and you need to let your no be no. And I've got the Two of Wands showing up again, and the advice for that would be, you know, it's the connection to the ancestors. It's to the left. So while you've called me, and I'm looking at this going, well, I'm seeing left, reverse, left, there is a cause for pause within this reading about what your next step is. And so I'm literally getting to trust your instincts and trust your no. Just because people have money to buy something doesn't mean they're ready for it. Now, the other thing that I would caution you about is testing yourself, really taking the time to meditatively think about this situation and make sure that you aren't going on a hierophant energy of I know better than them what they need.
Right, okay.
You know, I think using that fifth chakra anyway, the throat chakra, I would literally express to them how you're feeling because they may provide you with an answer that you were not expecting and might make you run out there and do everything you need to do for the kangaroo stuff, for the drum.
Okay.
Drum is a powerful instrument. And it is spiritual, you know. But you want to make sure that you are really going with your gut and not going with your ego in terms of how you're feeling about them. Though the cards do line up that the answer's no. I can't deny that. The answer's no. And spend some time with your ancestral energy as well. Because if you're drumming, they're already talking to you.
Yes, that is so true.
All right. Now, sir, do you think I said you have any further questions about how are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better. I just had let some stuff go. I was always focusing on trying to attract people to my class and begging the universe to do that. Well, I actually did once, and I said actually to the spirit world, look, I can't do this less than two people. Come on, guys. with a actually rattle, actually, when I did a prayer. And, well, I got full workshops coming up, so people are interested in what I'm doing, so which is really great. Just going to be a lot of work get there, so, but it'll be lots of fun, too. Lots of
wonderful.
People see on their journey, so. Yeah.
I got it. I'm going to try to slip one more person in here, but I want to thank you so much. All right.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks
all right. You are welcome. Call me back. Let me know how it goes, okay? Great. That was Jay. And we're going to go to Natasha next. Hey, Natasha, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am very well. since we are tight on time. Would you like a general reading, or do you have a specific question?
I don't have a specific question, so I'm quite fine with a general reading.
All right. Okay. Cards have been hot tonight. Looking forward
okay,
to
let's keep it going.
All right. I'd like to shuffle three times, because three is the magic number. And
I like three.
I'm going to pull out three cards here. All right. Wonderful. Oh, look at that. Yes. I don't know if you're a water baby or not, but you got a very strong double rainbow, 10 of cups. This is about remembering to honor the divine, your higher self. All of these people are celebrating an end of a cycle, and they're paying homage. Double rainbow means double luck. The 10 of cups is really strong. I got the Daughter of Cups for you, which is reverse, which means, Natasha, you need to spend more time self-soothing and taking care of yourself personally. This Daughter of Cups is enjoying a waterfall and bathing out in nature. She's absolutely nude, which represents unconditional love and acceptance for ourselves, which is going to happen for you when you tap into Six of Swords. It's making a second appearance. Six of Swords, these beautiful women flying over a grove of trees, and they are joined together by roses, which is passion, and knives or swords, which connects to air, which means to lift the level of your consciousness so that you can reap the harvest of gratitude by showing personal care and love for yourself. Yeah, any questions about that?
I understand. I guess I just need to sit with it a little bit.
I would. Yeah. It's the 10 of Cups, so that's a good omen. The Daughter of Cups just basically means you need to nurture yourself, that inner child, your inner girl, the woman who's doing so much that she can't really, she's giving, she's not giving from her overflow. She's giving from that small drop in the bucket. And you are being advised to stop doing that by going to a higher level so that you can see your vantage point. It's like Life Coach today calls it going up in your spiritual helicopter. Okay. So there's there's good things around you. You just need to remember to apply that and invest that within yourself, Natasha. That's the big thing I'm sharing with you right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Think about the ways that you have not been taking care of yourself and make a promise to yourself that you're going to change that with that full moon in Pisces, okay?
Okay.
All right, my sister.
Wow. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. It is my pleasure. Time flies when you're having fun, family. Yes, this is the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Had so much fun reading for all of you tonight. Looking forward to you joining me next week. And don't forget to join Life Coach A Day tomorrow with the phenomenal John Stringer. And, yeah. Since we are going out, or John is going to be a guest tomorrow, I want to hear, I have forgiven, because forgiveness is the most beautiful gift to release on a full moon in Pisces tomorrow. Stop holding people hostages by honoring your secret, sacred path. You have a higher fan within that has the power as a teacher and as you as a spiritual leader in your own right. You know, there's also another text that says that people are going to worship through their heart. You know, it's going to be a heart walk. So I advise you to really take the time to honor what your heart is saying in the moment. You know, don't divorce your mind. But five reminds us of the challenge, the change, and freedom when we open our hearts and accept what is. So I look forward to hearing about your release stories next week. And Life Coach Today, yeah, that's what we're going to do. You can find the State of Man at stateofman.com or johnstringerinc.com to get more of his music. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. See you tomorrow on the Life Coach Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Good night. And when your secrets came to light, I was not surprised. I have forgiven all the things that you've done wrong. I have forgiven all the times that you've been gone. I have forgiven all the hurts you put me through. I have forgiven.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.